killer people. They have in disbelief. They don't know who am I. Why we came here? My dear friend, look, Imam Hussain's message is a lovely message of peace. The teaching of Prophet and Imam Hussain is same. Imam Hussain was telling them, look, you came to kill me for the money. You don't know themselves. You are thinking you are only body. But this is the satanic belief. You are not only body. Your real existence is your soul, not the body. And this is the reality. I'm giving you a very easy example. For example, we are here and someone came and told me, Maulana Kazmi, your friend Yusuf has died. I said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We went his house. I have seen Yusuf. His hands were okay. His eyes were okay. His feet were okay. His head were okay. His whole body was okay. I asked from them, you are saying Yusuf has died. Then who is he? What is the reply? Doesn't matter you are Muslim or Christian or Jew. There is one reply, only one reply. You will say, Maulana, Yusuf has died. This is the body of Yusuf. This is only one answer. Yusuf has died. This is the body of Yusuf. So it means everyone is agree. Yusuf is not only body. Yusuf's body is here. Yusuf means soul. Your real existence is your soul, my dear friends. This is the message of all Prophet. This is the message of Quran. This is the message of Bible. This is the message of Hussain alayhi salam. Your real existence is your soul, not body. But when the people have in self-knowledge, they are slave of their bodies. They are doing everything for their bodies, not for their soul. So these Yazidi, these terrorists, they came and killed Imam Hussain because of money. Because they were thinking, when we have money, we can buy houses and cars and we can enjoy. They were thinking, we are only body. But Imam Hussain was telling them, you are not only body, but you have soul. Soul is your real existence. Even today, these terrorists, why they are killing innocent people in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in everywhere? Because they are thinking, we are only body because of money. Saudi money, they are killing them. Killing other innocent people. And also Quran is giving this lovely message. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighadin. O mu'minin, O believer, don't destroy your life. If you are misguiding, brainwashing from this satanic group. Quran is giving us lovely message. What is that? Quran is telling us, do you know what is your real property? Ma qaddamat lighadin. Quran is telling us, your real property is only dead property, which will not be separated from you after death. After death, money will be separated from you. Shemr killed Imam Hussain because of money, and all this money separated from him. Money will be separated from you. House will be separated from you. Car, business, land, everything will be separated from you. This is not your real property. What is your real property, which will not separated from you even after death? And what is that? Then Quran again telling us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking out, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr, innal insan lafi khusr. God is telling us, majority of people, they are in great loss because they have in self-knowledge. They don't know who am I, why we came here, what is the purpose of our life. They are thinking,